Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Undocumented: How Immigration Became Illegal by Aviva Chomsky examines how the idea of illegal immigration was made, contested, and enforced rather than simply discovered. Drawing on widely discussed history of U.S. labor needs, racial hierarchy, and shifting border policies, the book traces how law and politics have repeatedly defined certain migrants as desirable workers while denying them full rights and legal pathways. Chomsky situates contemporary debates within longer patterns that include conquest, slavery, industrial expansion, and U.S. involvement in Latin America and the Caribbean. Instead of treating undocumented status as a personal failure, she frames it as the predictable outcome of economic demand for flexible labor combined with restrictive entry rules and selective enforcement. The result is a clear, historically grounded account of how categories like legal and illegal have been used to manage workers, shape national identity, and distribute vulnerability. The book aims to help readers replace slogans with context and to understand how policy choices create human consequences. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, illegality as a political and historical creation. A central argument is that undocumented status is not a timeless condition, but a label produced by changing rules and power relations. The book highlights how immigration law has expanded in scope over time, creating new categories of exclusion and new populations vulnerable to removal. When policies narrow lawful entry while economic conditions still pull people across borders, the gap between labor demand and legal channels generates illegality. Chomsky also emphasizes that enforcement is not neutral states choose where to police, whom to target, and which violations to overlook. This helps explain why some groups have historically faced more surveillance and punishment than others, even when the economy depends on their work. By looking at shifting definitions of citizenship, admissibility, and deportability, the book shows how law produces social boundaries that can feel natural after the fact. The concept of illegality then becomes a tool for political messaging, separating insiders from outsiders and justifying unequal treatment. Readers come away with a framework for asking who benefits when certain migrants are made illegal and how those legal choices shape everyday life. Secondly, labor demand, economic growth, and the need for deportable workers. The book connects immigration debates to the economic incentives that shape policy outcomes. Employers and industries often seek large pools of workers who are flexible, low-cost, and easy to discipline. When workers lack secure legal status, they may be less able to report wage theft, unsafe conditions, or discrimination, which can raise profits while depressing wages more broadly. Chomsky examines how U.S. development has repeatedly relied on migrant labor, from agriculture to construction and service work, and how law can be structured to allow labor mobility without granting stable membership. Temporary programs, informal recruitment, and selective enforcement can all create a workforce that is present but precarious. This analysis challenges the idea that undocumented migration is solely the result of individual choice or weak borders. Instead, it suggests that illegality functions as part of an economic system that benefits from inequality. The book also encourages readers to see how debates about jobs and wages are often framed in ways that obscure the role of corporate power, labor rights, and policy design. The topic invites a more practical question: what would it take to align labor needs with fair legal pathways and enforceable workplace protections? Thirdly, race, citizenship, and who gets to belong. Chomsky places race and national identity at the center of how immigration becomes criminalized. The book traces how U.S. history has used legal categories to define belonging in racialized ways, including exclusions and hierarchies that shaped who could enter, naturalize, or access full protections. Even when laws do not explicitly name race, their impacts can track racial lines through targeted enforcement, stereotypes, and unequal access to resources. The framing of certain migrants as threats often draws on older narratives about invasion, disorder, and cultural incompatibility, which can mask deeper anxieties about demographic change and political power. By analyzing how citizenship has been constructed and defended, the book shows how immigration control can serve as a mechanism for maintaining social boundaries. This lens also clarifies why some immigrant groups have been integrated quickly, while others remain permanently suspect. The discussion links public rhetoric to institutional outcomes, such as policing patterns, detention practices, and the normalization of treating migrants as criminals. Readers are encouraged to examine how race shapes the very meaning of legality and to consider how a more inclusive approach to membership could reduce both exploitation and social division. Fourthly, foreign policy, intervention, and the roots of migration pressures. Another major theme is that migration flows are tied to international relationships, including trade, investment, and military or political intervention. The book situates movement from Latin America and the Caribbean within histories of U.S. influence that have shaped local economies, governance, and labor markets. When communities face displacement through economic restructuring, land concentration, or violence, migration can become a survival strategy rather than a simple search for higher wages. Chomsky argues that it is misleading to treat migration as an external problem arriving at the border without considering the cross-border forces that help produce it. Policies that open markets for goods and capital while restricting the movement of people can intensify inequality and instability, increasing incentives to migrate. The topic also highlights the moral and practical contradictions of benefiting from international economic arrangements while denying mobility to those affected by them. This perspective changes how readers interpret common policy proposals focused only on enforcement. If drivers of migration include long-term economic and political conditions, then sustainable solutions require addressing labor rights, development models, and regional cooperation, not just border policing. The result is a more complete map of cause and effect that connects personal stories to structural history. Lastly, reframing today's debate and imagining policy alternatives. Building on its historical analysis, the book pushes readers to question standard talking points and to evaluate policy options through the lens of rights, fairness, and realism. It distinguishes between the symbolic politics of being tough and the practical needs of families, workplaces, and communities. Chomsky's approach encourages readers to look at how detention, deportation, and criminalization affect not only migrants but also citizen relatives, local economies, and democratic norms. The topic also raises the issue of who gains political power from fear-driven narratives and how those narratives can distract from reforms such as labor enforcement, accessible legal pathways, and due process protections. By showing that illegality was made through policy choices, the book implies it can be unmade through different choices. Readers are invited to think about legalization, visa redesign, humane enforcement priorities, and the reduction of incentives for exploitation. Rather than offering a single technocratic fix, the discussion foregrounds the trade-offs embedded in any system that allocates mobility and membership. The key takeaway is that a more coherent immigration framework would align economic reality with legal structure while treating migrants as people with rights, not as problems to be managed. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want an informed, historically grounded way to understand U.S. immigration beyond headlines, including students, educators, policy-minded citizens, and anyone trying to make sense of heated public debates. It can benefit a reader's life by replacing blame-oriented narratives with a clearer picture of how laws, labor markets, and foreign policy shape who becomes undocumented. That shift is practical. It improves how you evaluate news, vote on local and national measures, talk with coworkers and family, and interpret claims about jobs, security, and fairness. The book is also valuable for readers who work with immigrant communities or who want to understand how workplace exploitation and unequal rights connect to broader social outcomes. Compared with similar books that focus narrowly on border enforcement or partisan messaging, Chomsky's work stands out for explaining how illegality itself was constructed and why it persists. The emphasis on historical patterns, economic incentives, and racialized citizenship offers a durable framework that remains useful even as specific laws change. If you want a concise but substantive guide that connects past and present and helps you think critically about policy alternatives, it is worth buying. If you would like to support Aviva Chomsky, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.